Okay, we're on Yud Zion Amud Aleph of the Mishnah. A review. Masnissen. Beit Shammai Omrin, Mavin Shlomin. You can bring Shlomin on Yom Tov, because you can eat them. But Ein Samchim Aleihem, however, you can't do Smicha, because Smicha is a Shvus, and you should do it on Erev Yom Tov. But Alo Olos, you can't bring Olos on Yom Tov, because you can't eat them. And there's no Hetzer of Oichol Nefesh. But Beit Hillel Omrin, Mavin Shlomin, you can bring Shlomin on Yom Tov, but Olos and also Olos, seen as it's the mitzvah of the day. But Samchim Aleihem, you can soymich upon them, because despite the shkus, in case of the mitzvah, at teres shechal liyos be'erev Shabbos. Shavuos came on Erev Shabbos. Beisham yomrim, yom tevuach achar Shabbos. Beisham says that you should do, push off the korbanos until after Shabbos, since you can't do it on Shavuos, you can't do it on Shabbos, you do it after Shabbos. And Beisham yomrim, ein yom tevuach achar Shabbos. You don't have to do it after Shabbos, rather you can do it on Friday, because you can do it on Yom Tov. Amode, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, she'im chola, if Shavuos came liyos b'Shabbos, then you're not allowed to bring individual korbanos on Shabbos. You can only do korban of the tzibur. She'yom tevuach, achor Shabbos. Therefore, you would do the yom tevuach, you would slaughter the korbanos of Shavuos after Shabbos, on Sunday. And that, ein kohen gadol mislavish b'kelav, on that day, when you basically pushed off Shavuos till Yom Rishon, the Kohen Gadol doesn't dress up in his house to make it look like Yom Tov. The Mutter and Behespe, they can make eulogize people who died, but the Tannis and people who fast. In order to uphold, Divya Omen, the people who say, at Seres Achar Shabbos, that Shavuos is Achar Shabbos. According to Tzedukim, they say Shavuos always comes on Sunday, because they say that Mimachar Asa Shabbos means after Shabbos, you start Spiros Oima. Amma Rabbi Lazar, says Rabbi Lazar, Amma Rabbi Yishia. Minayin let teres, how do we know that Shavuos, Shiyish la Tashlumim? There's such a thing as Tashlumim to Shavuos, because Shavuos has only got one day Yom Tov, called Shiva, that is, and there's actually Tashlumim all 7 days. We've got a poster. It says, B'chag Matos, B'chag Shavuos, B'chag Sukkos. The pasuk says all the three Yom Tovim, Makish Chag Hashavuos, it connects Chag Hashavuos, Sukkos, the Chag HaMatzos to Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos, just as Pesach, Yish La Tashlumim Kol Shiva, you can bring Tashlumim on all the Holomoids, Tashlumim the last day of Yom Tov, and Chag Hashavuos, so to Chag Hashavuos, Yish La Tashlumim Kol Shiva, because Tashlumim all 7 days. That is Shita Rabbi Elizabeth. Now, asking the kasha, ve'ema makish v'chag ha'sukkos. Why don't you make a hegesh between Shavuos and Sukkos? Ma chag ha'sukkos yish la tashlum kol shmona, that Sukkos has days of tashlumim. Af chag ha'sukkos yish la tashlumim kol shmona. So too, let's suggest that Shavuos also has 8 days of tashlumim. Answers the Gemara, shmini regel v'tneyatz moihu. The 8th day of Sukkos, which is means that Seres, is independent to Sukkos. Says the Gemara. I will say that Shmini Regel B'Fiatzmo, the last day is independent to Hani Mili. That is with regards to these things. The Inyan, Hazar, Kshav. This is a Nutricon. Pei means pious. There's an individual lottery for the Kibbim of the Koronos on that day for the Koronim. Zman means it's Yeshechiyonu on the 8th day. Reish means it's a regal. It has a different name. Shmini Atzeres, not Sukkos. Kuf means Korban. It has a different Korban than Sukkos. Shin means Shia. It has a different Tehillim that they say the Levim say when they do the Koronos. Beis means Brocha. On the last day of Shmini Atzeres, they bless the king. Aval, however, the inyan tashlumim, we got tashlumim the rishon hu, the 8th day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, is a continuation, is a tashlumim of the first day of Sukkot, the Tanan, which we're going to prove with the Mishnah, Mishalo Chag, which we had earlier, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, somebody who missed out the first day of Sukkot, Choygei can celebrate, bring his korbanos as Kol HaRegel, all of the festival, Yom Tov HaAchron, and also the last day as well. So you see over there, Elagabi Tashlumim, it's the same thing. So comes back our question, why don't we learn out Shavuos from Sukkos? So answers the Gemara, to fast the Merubah, learn to fast it. If you try to grab too much, it's not good, because it could be the eighth day is not really, truly, could be wrong, and maybe you should make the Hekish to Chag HaMatzos. So to fast and what? To fast. So it's better to be safe, and then you can surely, it's at least 7 days of Teshlumin. So we learn to Chag HaMatzos. So ask the Gemara though, Ella, Lamai Hilchasa, for what halachic ramifications, Kasvei Rachmana wrote the Torah, Lechag HaSukkos. The Chag HaSukkos, and that's in that posuk, what Hekish to be learned to Chag HaSukkos? So says the Gemara, Le'akushe, to make a Hekish, Lechag HaMatzos. To learn out from Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaSukkos. Ma Chag HaMatzos, just as Chag HaMatzos, Pesach to Onlina, you're supposed to stay overnight. On Moitzi Yom Tov, you don't go home. You wait till, right, the morning of Chol HaMoed. And then you go home in the morning, on Chol HaMoed morning. So Av Chag HaSukkos, so too with Chag HaSukkos to Onlina, you have to stay over Moitzi Yom Tov, and then go home in the morning. And how do we know with Pesach that there's such a thing of Lina, that you're supposed to stay overnight and not go home, Moitzi Yom Tov, Dichtiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Ophanisa should turn the in the morning, right, V'halachta lo elecha, and should go to your tent. And it can't be talking about Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to travel on Yom Tov. There's an Issa of Tuchumim, you're not allowed to leave your Tuchum on Yom Tov. So when it says this directive of going home, it must be telling you should go home on Chol HaMoed. So you have to stay overnight. And we learn that from Matzos, Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaSukkos. So now, back to what we've said, that there's Tashlumin for Shavuos, all seven. So is that correct? Tanan, at Seres, our Mishnahs, such Chalios, Erev Shabbos. When Shavuos was on Erev Shabbos, Beis Shammai Omrim, Yom Tavuach Akar Shabbos, Beis Shammai says, you shouldn't do the Korbanos on Friday, rather you should do it on Sunday. And Beis Hillel Omrim, Eilo Yom Tavuach. There's no Korbanos on Sunday. So, my lab, isn't that to say, Eilo Yom Tavuach Lal, that there's no Korbanos at all on Sunday, meaning you do them on Friday and that's it, and there's no such thing as Tashlumim. Says the Gemara, no, it pushes off. No. No, Beis Hillel is saying it's not necessary to shecht on Sunday. Since you should shecht on Friday. But if somebody wasn't around on Friday, for sure you can shecht on Sunday. Ask the Gemara though, Maika Mashmalam, what's the chiddush over here? The Makrivim B'Yomei, you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Ha'ifligu ba Chadazimra. They already argued Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai one time, meaning in the beginning of the Mishnah, which we just read by Zitanan. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevin Shlomim, you can bring Shlomim on Yom Tov, but ain't some Kalehim, you can't do Smicha, Aval Oilers, you can't bring Oilers on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel Omrim, Mevin Shlomim, you can bring Shlomim, the Oilers, the some Kalehim. So you see over here, we know that Beis Hillel says you can bring Korbanos on Yom Tov Rishon. So the latter part of the Mishnah is redundant. So isn't it coming to teach us that there's no Teshlomim? No. Says the Gemara, both parts of the Mishnah are necessary, Tzricha. Diyashmi inam baha, if we were taught the first part of the Mishnah, right, the basic kin shecht on Yom Tov or not, baha ka'omri Beis Shammai says you should push it off one day, mishum de'eshel amacha, because you can do it tomorrow, so pushing it off one day is not so bad. Aval baha, in this case, when it came on Friday, and you're going to have to push it off till Sunday, eima modu luhu lebeis hilo. Maybe I would say Beis Shammai said you can't push it off 2 days. So rather than push it off 2 days, they should say you should do it on the day itself, on Friday. Yeah, it is going to teach us in the second case, latter part of the Mishnah, which says it's talking about when Shavuos was chal on Friday. That's what Beis Hillel says, is you should definitely do it on Friday. Don't wait till Monday, or till Sunday. Because you can't do it on Shabbos. Right, so to push it off 2 days is not good. Aval Baha, but in a normal case, when Shavuos was in midweek, Eimah Modu LeBeis Shammai, maybe you should push it off one day and do it on the first on the day after Shavuos. Tzricha. That is, I mean, not the first day of Shavuos, on Chol HaMoed. Tzricha. That's why you need both cases. So fine, we're still in action. Tashma, new kasha to say that there's no tashlum to Shavuos. Mishaloch Chag Shivas Yemei Pesach. Somebody who missed all of Pesach. B'shmoni Mechachag. He missed all of the days of Sukkos. But Yom Tov, we don't go race over here, Rishon. The Gra takes it out. But Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. He missed out Shavuos. Shuv Einoch Chogeg. He can't bring any more korbanos. End of Brisa. So my love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, in that Brisa, when it said he missed the first day of Shavuos, so you see over here that if you missed the first day, there's no Tashlumim. So you see there's no Tashlumim. Says the Gemara, no. Lo, Yom Tavuach. No, he missed the Yom Tavuach. If he misses Yom Tavuach, then, you know, then he misses it. So ask the Gemara, says, Iach, if that's the case, Nifshot Minah Bechad Yom Tavuach. You can at least work out that there's only Yom one day of Tavuach, meaning there's only one day of Tashlumim, and not seven, so we've partially disproved what we said earlier. No, says the Gemara, no. Eimer, when it said over there, it says Yemei Tavuach, right? When it said in the Brisa, the Rashi Tovis of Yud Mem, it doesn't mean Yom Tavuach, it means Yemei Tavuach, and it means actually all 7 days of the Tavuach. Tashma, the last attempt to disprove Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshia. The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, the Brisa. Amra Torah, the Torah said, Mona Yomim, count days, Kodesh, and you should sanctify Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and you bring a korban on Rosh Chodesh. We also know Mona Yomim, count days, Vekidesh Atzeres, and you sanctify Shavuos with a korban. Ma Chodesh, just as Rosh Chodesh, Lemenu Yom, that you sanctify it to its units of counting, it's one day. Avetzeres, Lemenu Yehar, so too Shavuos is to its units of counting. I'm going to speak that out. My love. Isn't that to say, Gemar Michoidesh, we learn Shavuos from Rosh Chodesh, Ma Chodesh, just as Rosh Chodesh, Yom Echad, is one day that you bring a korban, Atzeres, so too, Shavuos is Yom Echad, it's also one day that you would bring a korban, so you see over here, there's only one day of bringing a korban, and no Tashlumim. Pushes off Rava, I'm a Rava, but Tispa, is that logical? Atur, is it Atzeres, Yomi Menion? When you count for Shavuos, you count the days. Shavui, lo maninon, we don't count weeks. That's not true. Bahama Abaya, Abaya said, mitzvah l'mimne yumi, it's a mitzvah to count days. D'chsiv tisru chamishim yoim. Yeah, and it's also a mitzvah l'mimne shavui, it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. D'chsiv shiva shavuos. Tisbo loch, you should count for yourself. So you see over here, so there's actually the units of counting are days and weeks. So we're going to say that means there's a holy day of Tzeres, and also there's the weak aspect of the holiness with the Korbanos, which is Tashlumin. But odd, it says, Chag HaShavuos Kasiv. Part of the essential factor of Shavuos, right, of Sukkot, is the Chag of the Shavuos. And that must mean there's an aspect of Kedusha for the week, which would be Tashlumin. It will stop there.